A deal was announced today in Ukraine. It was brokered by the EU and Russia, signed by Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych and opposition leaders. And hours later, an emboldened parliament voted to restore the 2004 constitution that limits the president's authority. But Viktor Yanukovych will still be in power, according to the deal, at least for now. And many on the street are not happy about that. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson joins us now from near Independence, or Maidan Square, in Kiev. Soraya, what are you hearing?
Well, I just returned from the square, and people there are not, I mean, there's sort of a mixed reaction. I mean, on one hand, they're happy that some kind of deal has been struck, but the key issue for them is that President Yanukovych remains in charge. They also feel that the elections, I mean, holding them up as late as December when the elections were already scheduled for March the following year, isn't really making much of a difference. They do feel he needs to answer for the violence that's happened, particularly yesterday, which, of course, was the bloodiest day in post-Soviet history in the Ukraine.
Well, we have been in close contact with Olga Belkova. She's a member of parliament in the opposition, and she wrote us that my opinion is that the people will have to take this difficult compromise as the situation is really bad and most of the people are shocked. Even though the current deal is not ideal, I welcome it if it saves lives for some people. But, you know, as has happened with many protests that we've watched, it's expanded beyond the original opposition protesters like Olga, who might feel allegiance to the leaders who negotiated the deal. So is that another concern, that there are people who have joined this uprising, if you will, who really, you know, maybe are feeling angrier than even the opposition leaders?
Well, certainly you have a lot of different groups that are in the Maidan now. Among them are some far-right groups or ultra-nationalistic groups who haven't really been part of the negotiations and certainly weren't part of this deal that was brokered by the EU. And so the concern is, are they going to really clear the Maidan? Are they going to turn over their weapons as is being requested? Even the most optimistic people that I spoke to tonight say that they're not going to leave the square. I mean, that this is not over for them. And they certainly have some concerns about whether to trust any deal that's made by the president anyway, considering what's happened in the past. I mean, just this week, a truce was announced, and it never took hold. I mean, you had the bloodiest day that followed just hours later.
Well, and we mentioned that the parliament has been casting some votes, including one to restore the 2004 constitution. But in pictures that we saw last night of the Ukrainian parliament, there seem to be a lot of empty seats on one side of the aisle. So when we say parliament now, who do we mean?
Well, that emptiness was certainly not the case this evening even. There is a full parliament there, and the fisticuffs even that we saw earlier in the day, because there's a lot of emotion, shall we say, about what's happened. All of that was replaced with a series of votes. One thing that they voted on was to keep themselves in power for another a few years, and that was not something that went over well with the crowd. But the other thing was to release the former prime minister of the company, of the country. And, they felt that this criminal code that she was convicted under, that this was something that was sort of politically motivated. And so that was something that drew cheers from the crowds. So I think there's still some faith left in this parliament. But again, the feeling is that having a joint government, anything that involves people who are in charge now, is not going to really lead to the true democracy that the people in the square are seeking.
Well, and staying with parliament for just a second, they also voted to remove an interior minister who's been blamed for some of the violence against the protesters. But I guess my point, last night there was also a tense vote, and then everyone stood up and sang the national anthem, quite powerful. But we know that Ukraine is a torn country. You know, there are Ukrainians who, the original question was whether or not Ukraine would lean more toward the EU than Russia. Some of them want to lean more towards Russia than the EU. So I just wondered if Parliament seemed to be coalescing despite the differences in the country.
Well, I think there's an opportunity that people see tonight. I mean, there really was a deal that was struck, and the EU was watching over it as it was signed. The fact the president wasn't smiling today, according to one Reuters correspondent, when he signed the measure, I mean, suggests that perhaps finally he is going to lose some of this power that has been such an issue for the protests here. So there is certainly some optimism in Parliament, and again, as I mentioned, sort of a measure of desperation as well, that they don't want to be thrown out with the Yanukovych government.
Well, and meanwhile, we're hearing that President Obama is going to be speaking to Russian President Putin about Ukraine, given today's news. What is the sense on the street of the Ukrainians that they are a part of this bigger picture, that they're actually maybe, you know, marionettes pulling some strings or having their strings pulled in this?
Well, there was a lot of disappointment in the West, frankly, because these people on the square tend to be more West-leaning, as it were, and they kind of felt like there was a lot of harsh rhetoric without any sort of real action, and there was real action today. But the Russians do have to be on board with this, and they did not sign the deal that passed today, so there is still a huge question mark about where this is going to go.
NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, who's bringing us the latest right from Kiev in Ukraine, a deal broker today. Again, just for today, perhaps, but that's the news for today, a deal brokered between the opposition and the government. Soraya, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to Here and Now.